Yesterday, very much in the news, was the vegan protests
Oh, yeah.
that started in the Melbourne CBD. The CBD actually ground to a standstill yesterday. There were farms and abattoirs attacked by militant vegans. And I was actually reading, and I follow these people on Instagram. It's a little goat farm, actually.
Okay.
It's called the Gippy Goat. They're in Gippsland in Victoria.
Yep.
And they have a... It's basically goat milk. That's what they're producing.
Yes.
They've always had their doors open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday they put a post out saying, "Rejoice in your victory. 8 good people are now without a job. Families can no longer enjoy good food and open space, and children can no longer come here and interact with our animals."
Oh.
Because they have been, even they...
Have been targeted.
They've been targeted. They've been, you know, people have trespassed onto their property and made their lives miserable.
Yeah.
So much so, they've now closed the farm down.
Mm.
Now, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, there was a caller to Luke Boner's overnight show that both Radzi and I were shocked about, because there's this farmer who, when he goes away from the farm, he's terrified that the vegan vigilante protesters are going to come. And this is what he told Luke.
It's gotten to the point where I'm not home. Like, I'm on my way up to Swan Hill now with cattle on, and I've left 2 rifles loaded, one under the bed and one in the wardrobe, for my partner, and told her if anyone comes on the property or they're at the gate, shoot first, ask later.
Wow.
So for us that just sort of exist in our everyday lives going, oh, it must be just a few crazies, it's not.
It's a series of coordinated attacks almost.
Very
much. You'd
call
them attacks, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, to the point where I'm going to choose my words carefully, but I reckon it's agricultural terrorism.
Yeah.
Because when you understand the meaning of the word terror, and that's, you know, what it is, I think those two words can definitely go together with what's going on with vegans at the moment.
Yeah.
It's not all vegans. That's the problem.
No.
So we want to hear from, if you are a vegan, what is your message? How do you feel about, we're all painting you with the same brush, sadly. That's what just happens in situations like this.
100%, definitely.
Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. You kind of think, oh, well, that's just all vegans. They're all kind of crazy protesters, vigilantes almost. But it's obviously not the case.
Of course not.
We obviously know, I know a couple of vegans who are just normal everyday people. They don't, thrust it in your face at all. They just go about their normal day.
And it's like anything. Once you get, you know, a label, a title, you do tend to, we all are guilty of it, brushing people and tarring them with the same sort of attitude.
Yep.
So we do want to hear from vegans about how you're feeling when you look at the TV and you see people with the same
lifestyle
as you, but what they're doing.
Yeah, 49421029. We'd love to talk to you right now with Tanya.
Why is it that vegans are so militant? Why can't it just be eat or not eat, whatever you choose, and let's all just live in harmony?
Yeah, I certainly don't think... My wife's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't think vegetarians and vegans have the same kind of, like you said, militant kind of attitudes.
Mm.
Like, vegetarians seem to be more, accepting of, hey, if you want to eat meat, you go for it.
Yep.
That's not my preference.
Yep.
But vegans, it's like...
It's next level.
It's next level.
But it's not for everybody.
No.
So we've got Kiani.
Kiani here.
Who we know.
Yep.
We know Kiani. We know, well, you know, the weird thing about Kiani, she doesn't bang on about it.
No, you wouldn't. Would not know Kiani's a vegan.
No. Kiani, good morning.
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad. How do you feel seeing the scenes that we saw yesterday and hearing that farmers are feeling so terrorised that they're leaving loaded shotguns with their families whilst they go out to work?
Yeah, I actually feel so sorry for the farmers, and they're kind of doing the opposite of what they set out to do, you know, spreading the message of peace and love, and they've just kind of caused this hate and havoc for everyone, and especially their fellow vegans. You know, like this morning I went for a walk and I wore a shirt that says vegan. I wear that every day. This morning I sort of second guessed, should I wear this? Are people going to look at me and think, oh, she's going to shut down this road or something like that? So for me, I'm vegan because I want to be. It's because of my beliefs and what I think is right. It doesn't mean that I go around and I shove it down people's throats and, I kidnap sheep and everything like that. It's not what veganism is about. And I think, you know, all the vegans have been pulled into this group, but they're activists. It's not vegans, it's activists. They're two separate things now, especially with these people. I feel so sorry for the farmers and their families. Like, they've just caused a lot of grief around here. And
what you're saying is what we've come to know about you. Unless you're standing beside Kiani and she refuses a chicken satay and you ask why, you wouldn't know because you're not someone to bang on about it. So
no, yeah, because it's my choice. It's the same as if we went out for dinner and you chose to get, you know, your chicken Kiev, I wouldn't go, oh, Tanya, why are you having that?
Thanks, Kiani.
Thanks, Kiani. Dave, are you a vegan?
No, mate, my brother is. And I run a cattle farm, actually.
Ooh, how's Christmas dinner at your place?
Yeah. Oh, not too bad. But mate, my brother, it's his choice, but he calls them grandstanders, you know. It's all about, you know, you are what you are and you sort of keep it to yourself, you know. And people want to go around pushing their opinion on is, people push back, you know, and it's going to get out of hand. Like, my brother, he's a top bloke, and you wouldn't know whether he is or he isn't, you know, and he doesn't, yeah. There's all different parts in life, and I think it's bloody terrible, especially when, you know, off the back of a drought, you know, these people that are going and doing this to the farmers on the backside of a drought, you know, talk about a kick in the guts. It's tough enough as it is without having people come out of jobs that do get a paycheck every week to come out and destroy that. And I know where our property is, mate, there's a lot of people committing suicide because they're too proud to take money off the back of this drought, you know, and there's a complete other side of this besides running around carrying on like bloody idiots, and that's what they're doing, you know. They're hurting genuine Australians, mate.
You're absolutely spot on, Dave. Yeah. Destroying livelihoods, I mean, from little hobby farms to, you know, big concerns like you're talking about, it's agricultural terrorism, and I hope the laws reflect what they're doing to people. I really do. I think it's outrageous. Thank you for your call.
Good on you, Dave.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, have a good look at yourself. What are you doing?
I know where Steve is now.
Protesting?
No. Oh. You know, he's doing the slapping tour. Slapping people that he doesn't really agree with.
Well, there's a whole bunch of vegan vigilantes in Melbourne, Steve. So, yeah, if you're not there yet. Off you go.
Off you go
they
right now.
They do need a very good slap. You're
continue
right.
Continue your slapping tour there, Steve. This is Tanya and Steve, Newcastle's Triple M.